If you live in Milwaukee's Central City, you might often hear the term food desert, meaning there aren't enough grocery stores that carry healthy foods. The desert may end in one neighborhood. Pete's Fruit Market plans to open a store next month on North King Drive. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, business is booming at Pete's on the South Side, and now the owners want to recreate the magic in Bronzeville.
In order to envision what the North Side store will look like, you need to travel to the South Side operation.
Papaya, 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 papaya especial.
It has some cool features, such as a barker who stands at the front of the store and shouts out the daily specials. Owner Pete Citarita stands by the produce aisle, giving away fresh slices of fruit.
I cut them and they sample. I give them samples of all the fruit that I have, and they love it. I got watermelons, cantaloupes, oranges, everything.
In summer, Citaritas moves some of his business outside so customers can enjoy a farmer's market experience. Plus, they can sample Mexican cuisine from a couple of food trucks. Citaritas is a native of Greece. He's owned Pete's Fruit Market for more than 20 years. It's located just off of 16th Street in the heart of Milwaukee's Latino neighborhood. He says he's been looking to expand for years and has had his eye on the new location at the corner of King Drive and North Avenue.
I don't see any operator over there that has daily fresh fruits and vegetables. And the neighborhood is in need of a store like ours. The location is great. There's a lot of traffic, there's a lot of people around, and I think we're going to do better than here.
Citarita says the new store will feature some of the same offerings as the one on the South Side, including those delicious free samples. He plans to employ at least 50 neighborhood residents to work on King Drive, including Chris Harris. The store has already hired and is training him. Today, Harris is wearing a store apron and learning to organize the produce.
You know, that's just kind of cross-training me, so when we get to the new store, you know, at least I'm going to be able to know what's going on.
Harris says he's been through periods of unemployment in his life and is grateful that Pete's is coming to his neighborhood. He likes that the central location will be easy to access.
For his transportation, a lot of people that live around the neighborhood can be able to get back and forth, like for his walking or on the bus. So I think it's a nice addition.
It's hard to find good stores that have fresh fruit because we need it around here.
That's Amanda. She's waiting for the bus at the corner of King and North, just a few feet from the new store. She says now she has to travel several miles to get to the nearest grocer.
The one grocery store is close to me is Walmart and Pick and Save. And that's too far for me because I had to take the city bus all the way over there.
Now the 10,000 square foot building she stands in front of many days has colorful signs in its windows reading, "Coming soon, Pete's Fruit Market." Another person excited about the development is Deshae Agee, director of the historic King Drive Business Improvement District. He calls the grocer a game changer for the neighborhood.
It's a strong feeling throughout the community that, and even as I get calls from people asking when are they opening, it will change the corner of King Drive and North Avenue. It'll change Bronzeville because it is sitting sort of in the center of our business district.
And where there is foot traffic and shoppers, often come more retailers. In fact, AG says developers are planning a second fresh food market for King Drive, located just a few blocks north of Pete's. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.